In Oshel, he was known as the Candyman. Although he was the Gabbai too. A simple man with no airs about him. He calls himself an ordinary Jew. Every morning the shul doors he opened. He always was the first one of the ten. And after the prayers were all over, he'd stay on behind the other men. Old Dave Greenstein, he's our candy man. That simple man with no airs about him. Old Dave Greenstein, the man that no one knew, who calls himself an ordinary Jew. On Shabbos, the children all flocked to him. When they made a blessing, they would get a sweet. Everybody said good Shabbos to him. He was a friend of everyone he'd meet. Well, one Shabbos during services, the boiler blew. Flames leaked high with a crackling sound. The congregation was waiting outside the shul. When the news got out, it couldn't be found. Where's Abe Greenstein? Where's that candy man? Simple man with no airs about him. Where's Abe Greenstein, the man that no one knew, who calls himself an ordinary Jew? While the fire inside the shul was raging, the congregation waited silently. The rabbi just stood there and shook his head. Without Abe, what will be? Suddenly, before them stood old Abe, with his clothes aflame and charcoal on his face. He looked more like an angel than a man, with the Torah scrolls clutched in his embrace. Old Abe Greenstein, he's our candy man, that simple man with no airs about him. Old Abe Greenstein, the man that no one knew, who calls himself an ordinary Jew. Old Abe Greenstein, he's our candy man, that simple man with no airs about him. Old Abe Greenstein, the man that no one knew, he is no ordinary Jew.